This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for IPTAM, active ingredient, S. sumatriptan, as succinate. This leaflet provides important information about taking IPTAM. Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking IPTAM. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking IPTAM? IPTAM contains the active sumatriptan succinate, which belongs to a group of medicines called serotonin agonists. IPTAM is used to relieve a migraine attack in patients who have a stable, well-established pattern of headache symptoms, with or without what is known as aura. It should not be used to prevent migraine attacks from occurring. It is thought that migraine headache is due to widening of certain blood vessels in the head. This medicine works by making those vessels normal again and eases the symptoms of migraine. IPTAM does not work in other types of headaches, which are not a migraine. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. There is no evidence that IPTAM is addictive. What should I know before I take IPTAM? Warnings. Do not take IPTAM if you are allergic to sumatriptan succinate, lactose, or any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You have or have had heart disease or heart attack, shortness of breath, pain, or tightness in chest, jaw, or upper arm, peripheral vascular disease, pain in the back of the legs, or a prone to cold, tingling, or numb hands and feet. Prinzmetal's angina, an uncommon form of angina, where pain is experienced at rest, rather than during activity. Angina, chest pain, often during exercise or stress. High blood pressure. Stroke. Severe liver disease. You have taken any of the following migraine medicines in the last 24 hours. Ergotamine. Dihydroergotamine. Methysergide. Neurotriptan. Zolmitriptan. You have taken any of the following medicines used to treat depression in the last 2 weeks. Monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs, a type of medicine used for depression. SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. SNRIs, serotonin noradrenaline reuptake inhibitors. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date, it may not work as well. The packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. If you are not sure whether you should start taking IPTAM, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to foods, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines, including any that contain sulfur, e.g. sulfonamide antibiotics. Have or have had medical conditions such as liver or kidney problems, heart problems, or a stroke. Risk factors including high blood pressure, even if it is under control, high blood cholesterol levels, a family history of problems with heart or blood vessels, obesity, diabetes, epilepsy, seizures, or fits, or being told that you are prone to this problem. Are a male and over 40 years of age. Are you or a female and have undergone menopause? Smoke. Are under 18 or over 65 years of age. Think that this headache is different and worse than your usual migraine. Have difficulty moving one side of your body when you have a migraine headache. Plan to have surgery. Your doctor may want to take special care if you have any of these conditions. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking IPTAM. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking IPTAM during pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. IPTAM can pass into breast milk. To reduce the chance of your baby being exposed to IPTAM, avoid breastfeeding for 24 hours after taking the medicine. Any breast milk expressed during that time should be thrown away. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking IPTAM when breastfeeding children. IPTAM is not recommended for use in children and adolescents under the age of 18 as its safety and effectiveness have not been established in this age group. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop, particularly herbal preparations containing St. John's wort. Tell your doctor also if you are taking other medicines prescribed for depression, anxiety, or obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. Some medicines may interfere with IBTAM and affect how it works. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect IBTAM. How do I take IBTAM? How much to take? The recommended starting dose for adults is 50 mg strength, however you may need to have your dose of this medicine increased to 100 mg. Your doctor will tell you which dose is right for you. Do not take more than 300 mg IBTAM tablets in any 24 hours. 6 pink, 50 mg strength, or 3 white, 100 mg strength tablets contain 300 mg of IBTAM. If the first IBTAM tablet helps your migraine, but the migraine comes back later, you may take another IBTAM tablet. Do not take more IBTAM tablets, or any other form of IBTAM, if the first dose has not provided any relief from your symptoms. You may take your usual headache relief medication, provided it does not contain ergotamine or methysergide. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If your migraine is not relieved by IBTAM, you may take IBTAM tablets on another occasion to treat another migraine attack. Provided there are no side effects, you can take IBTAM tablets to treat at least 3 separate migraine attacks before you and your doctor decide if this medicine is ineffective for you. When to take IBTAM? It is best to take IBTAM tablets when the migraine headache begins, or when other symptoms of the migraine begin, such as nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, or your eyes become sensitive to light. If you take your tablet later during the migraine attack, it will still work for you. Do not take IBTAM tablets before the above symptoms occur. How to take it? Swallow the tablets whole with a drink of water. Do not crush or chew the tablet as it has a bitter taste. If you take too much IBTAM, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much IBTAM, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking IBTAM? Things you should do. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as directed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it is not working and change your treatment unnecessarily. If you are about to be start any new medicine, tell your doctor that you are taking IBTAM. Things you should not do. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. If you take IBTAM too often, it may make your headache worse. If this happens, your doctor may tell you to stop taking IBTAM, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how IBTAM affects you. IBTAM may cause drowsiness, dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people, especially after the first dose. If any of these occur, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Store IBTAM tablets below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep IBTAM tablets in their pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they will not keep well. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool and dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this IBTAM, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Pain, tingling, heat, or flushing in any part of the body, feeling of sleepiness, dizziness, or tiredness, nausea, feeling sick, or vomiting, a change in blood pressure, feeling of faintness, shaking, or tremors, uncontrolled movements, shortness of breath, breast pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Feelings of heaviness, pressure, or tightness in any part of the body including the chest or throat. Irregular heartbeats. Fit or convulsion. Problems with eyesight. Pain in the lower tummy and bloody diarrhea, ischemic colitis. Persistent purple discoloration and or pain in the fingers, toes, ears, nose, or jaw in response to cold. Allergic reactions such as wheezing, swelling of the lips or mouth, difficulty in breathing, hay fever, lumpy rash, hives, fainting. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Iptam contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Sumatriptan succinate, 50 mg and 100 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Cellulose-microcrystalline. Cross-carbamylose sodium. Magnesium stearate. Opidrid to complete film coating system 40L14838 pink, IDA4805, 50 mg. Opidrid to complete film coating system Y227719 white, IDA4348, 100 mg. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Iptam looks like. Iptam tablets are available in two strengths. Iptam 50 mg, pink, round, film-coated tablet Debossed G on one side and Su 50 on the other side, supplied in blister packs of 4 tablets, Ostar 1, 2, 4, 0, 8, 6. Iptam 100 mg, white to off-white, round, film-coated tablets Debossed G on one side and Su 100 on the other side, supplied in blister packs of 2 tablets, Ostar 1, 2, 4, 0, 8, 7. Who distributes Iptam? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was revised in October 2025. Iptam is a Viatris company trandmark. Iptam_CMI.CT25/00.